Hey Jeff, this is John with the Vikings.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, we have the local media here. They're going to fire up a few questions, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here they go. Jeff, what did you think about being drafted by the Vikings?
Just very excited. Can't wait to come up and work with Coach Prefer and the rest of the staff and just to meet the team and get to work.
Was this about where you were expecting to go?
You can't really expect anything this process. I was just kind of hoping to go. My agent had said, around the sixth round, so that's kind of all we had.
Do you know Cluey? Have you ever worked out with him at all?
I met Cluey one time at UCLA, and then he was at the USC game this year, and I saw him on the sideline and shook his hand and talked a little bit, but we haven't talked a whole lot.
Do you expect to compete with him, Jeff? Do you know what you're kind of walking into right now?
I just know I'm competing. Talking to Coach Prefer, he said just come in and be ready to work, and that's all I'm going with.
Jeff, what was the extent of your communication with Coach Prefer throughout the pre-draft?
Pre-draft, we talked at the Senior Bowl and at the Combine. We had one-on-one sit-downs and went over some stats and stuff and spoke at both of those events. And then he came out for a private workout at UCLA with me, and we had dinner the night before and just did the workout, and that was kind of the extent of our talking.
Now, growing up, were you more interested in soccer or football?
Definitely growing up, I was a big soccer player. I hadn't really touched the football until I got to high school, and then I kind of just took off from there when I started kicking and getting more serious about it.
Would it be awkward at all competing with Cluey?
I mean, I don't think it would be. I'm just going to come in and compete. I mean, either way, you're competing with somebody in the NFL, no matter where you go. I'm just going to come in and do my best.
You know his off-field reputation, of course. It precedes him wherever he goes. Do you have any thoughts about that, or are you just thinking about the football field and trying to kick?
Yeah, just what you said at the end. I'm just thinking about it and doing the best that I can. I haven't done a whole lot of following Cluey with the off the field stuff that you guys are talking about. So I'm just ready to come in and play football.
Now you were on the National College Players Association board. What sort of work did you guys do?
We organized some players. We tried to educate players mainly on issues going around college athletics. We helped get a bill passed in California, but it was just kind of an intern job, and it's just what we call the Players Council, just kind of helping out the president of that organization.
What have the Vikings told you about what they want out of you, out of this position?
They just told me they want me to come in and punt and kick off to the best of my abilities, and I'm just going to come in and give them the best I have.
Now, do you think you'll be competing with the kickoff job? Because Blair Walsh is kind of a bomber.
Yeah, I actually just misspoke before. I meant to say punt and hold. Blair Walsh is definitely great on kickoff. I'm going to be available to kind of back up that role if necessary. But I'm definitely going to be focusing on punting and holding. Sorry for misspeaking before.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, just use that last part. Yeah. Yeah. Just send in the last part there. Yeah.